And here we are back, hour number two on this Monday, December 23rd, 2019, the day before the day, before the big day. Christmas Eve Eve, which is what they are calling this now. Christmas Eve Eve. Have you ever heard such a weird thing?
Christmas Eve Eve. I love
Christmas
it.
Christmas Eve Eve. What an interesting day. Now, don't forget, we will be on the live here tomorrow, WWGH Radio, on Christmas Eve. We will be here tomorrow morning live from 8 to 10 a.m., so you won't want to miss that for love nor money. And going along with that, today, mid-morning coffee break with Adam Lepp will be on 10:10 until 11 a.m., and the Mike Wilson Show will be on 5:10 to 6 p.m., so it's a whole humdinger of holiday programming, to be sure. Now, here we are in the holiday season. Now, I know you don't know how to cook.
Who?
You.
I don't.
No. So, what are some of the things we can ask the listeners when it comes to cooking and decorating, because we are in the home stretch here? You know, I wonder, what is a good last-minute gift? Because we are in the last-minute gift time. Does anybody have an idea what a good last-minute gift is for somebody? If you haven't bought that gift for somebody, or maybe you're going to a Secret Santa, or maybe you're going somewhere and you need a gift for a white elephant sale or something, what is a good gift?
White elephant sale. Oh.
Yes.
Gift card.
No, not a gift card.
I tell you, no, gift cards are nuts.
No, you don't give people gift cards.
Why not?
Because there's no thought in that.
It doesn't
matter.
You
know how many people are buying gift cards? That might be the ruin of the holiday.
Have you noticed the gift card shelves are flying off the...
Yes, I've seen a lot of gift cards sold, but I'm saying I don't know that that's the best way to go. I understand, again, if you are an elderly person and don't want to go out and shop anymore, I understand a gift card. If you don't see the kid a whole lot, I understand a gift card in that particular situation. But if you know the person and you see them all the time, that ain't getting it.
Well, if it's a last-minute gift, just do it.
No, you see, that's the problem. Nobody has any thought anymore.
I'm just saying, if it's a last-minute gift, because what if they don't have that gift that you had thought of? So, okay, last minute, well, here we go. This is what they're going to get.
No, that's the question I'm asking right now. What's a good last-minute gift?
I'd say gift card.
But no, I'm not saying a gift card to me is not a gift.
It's
a gift card.
It's called a gift, so there's a gift in front of it, so it's called a gift.
No, then they go out and they get the gift.
You know, to me, beggars can't be choosy.
Are they begging?
Well, I don't know.
I'm just saying.
Some people do. Some people respect the gift. As I say, some people respect the gift. Like, this is what gets me. Oh, I got you a gift. And they expect, they want one back.
Oh, I know people like that.
And I think that's wrong. I mean, I don't give gifts to respect one back.
Well, no.
Yeah, you know, I just give it because I want to be thoughtful, a good friend, whatever, colleague, you know.
But some people will say that the next day. They'll say, can you imagine I got them a gift and they didn't get me anything?
Yeah.
See, I think that's a little dirty. That's not very holiday-ish.
What's that word? You do me dirty.
That's not holiday-ish. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott.
Yes.
All right. On gift cards.
Yes, gift cards.
A lot of people, you do not know really what they want. The best thing to do is you give them that gift card, then they can go buy what they want, don't have to worry about exchanges, or them not liking it, or whatever. That is the whole reason behind the gift card.
Well, I understand.
You have a lot of people, you don't know how to buy it for them, and that is the best thing to do.
Well, I understand that, but what I'm saying, I think, you know, buying clothes for somebody or something like that might be difficult, but there are certain gifts, I think, where people wouldn't have to take them back because they are evergreen gifts. Like, you could get somebody
but
socks.
You may end up getting, you say it's something they want, you know, and then it's not. So, that's why I put on giving this year as gift cards.
Okay.
Because I'm not going to be fighting anybody to have to exchange it or worry about getting a change.
Well, I can certainly understand. Thank you.
Yeah.
Well, see, here's the thing, though, about that. I also don't think you should be taking back Christmas gifts unless they're ripped or broken. I mean, why would you take back a Christmas gift? That's rude.
Well, you said socks. You can't do socks. What if you don't know what shoes they wear?
Just buy the biggest you can find. buy the biggest thing you can find.
I got socks 1 year. I'm not going to mention any names, but I got socks 1 year. They didn't fit me.
Because you have enormous swelled feet.
No, I'm just saying. I mean, I don't. You can't buy somebody socks unless you know what size they wear.
Oh, you can come pretty close on a sock size.
No. If you don't know what's you or. Because everybody's foot's differently and made differently if they have fat feet or small feet.
Well, if you see the person and they're, you know, got a fat body, you can get them. No. I guess they got fat feet.
But I'm just saying you don't know what size the shoe they wear.
I think it'd be fine.
No, I had a bad experience. Somebody got me socks 1 year. It was the wrong size.
I don't understand why people would be taking back your gift anyway.
Well, I don't
if
know.
If you don't like it, just put it in your closet or give it to somebody else. Why would you take that back to the store? That's rude.
Well, I think it's rude if you give it to somebody else.
Why? I'm okay with re-gifting.
You're okay with re-gifting?
Yeah, I think so.
Well, isn't it the same thing as giving it back to the store? That's re-gifting.
No, because
you're getting your money back.
No. Because that's right. See, that's the difference. If you're taking it back to the store, you're going for the money to buy yourself something better. But if you give it to somebody else, you're not getting any money out of that.
Or if you sell it to the other person.
No, you don't sell it to anybody.
Well, you never did. People do that.
That's tactless.
Well, people do that.
No, I don't think that's right.
Oh, yes, they do.
Who does that?
I know some people that got stuff for birthdays, gifts, and they're selling on Facebook.
I'll tell you the biggest mistake to do, and people are stupid this way. But, you know, they tend to the stupid side. They do.
What side is the stupid side? Left or right?
Right.
Right?
Yep. What you do is people will get gifts at Christmas and then they'll try to sell them in yard sales. That's not good because then the person will come up who...
Yes, I remember that. I know. Didn't something happen to you one time?
Well, yes. I got somebody a gift for Christmas one time, and then I saw it in a yard sale.
I remember that.
And I called him out on it.
I remember that. I was with you that day.
See, and that's trying to make money off something you gave somebody. You got to watch that.
Yeah, you do. You sure do, because it's gonna hit you at the end.
But no, I think re-gifting's fine. If you're not going to use the gift and you think somebody else might use the gift, what's wrong with that?
I mean,
And you're not making any money on that. That's the problem I have with taking it back to the store, because you just want the money to go buy something for yourself. That's selfish.
Or selling it on Facebook marketing.
Yeah, don't do that.
Yeah. I don't know.
You got a problem with re-gifting?
If I know about it, yes, I do. I think it's wrong.
Why is that?
I don't know. I just think it's rude to do that, especially if you find out. Okay, because you like you said, you try your hardest to find something that somebody likes.
Why are you doing air quotes?
No, I'm
in
just
that.
I'm just was, I know there's nobody can see me, but you. But I'm just saying. So I normally you try your hardest to say, okay, this person will like this. You see what I'm getting at? That's why. Better off just get a gift card.
Oh, here we are with the gift cards. Just be quiet with the gift cards.
No, that's why I said that's why people should just give gift cards. And if you're going to re-gift your gift, might as well just get a gift card. That way you go buy what you want.
Nobody has any thought that they can go out and get somebody a gift.
Well, you don't understand. Some people are very hard to buy for.
Right, but that's what I'm saying. I'm trying to come up with gift ideas here that would be good for anybody. Practical gifts.
I mean, a lot of people have different tastes. It's so hard. Like, you have different tastes.
I don't have different tastes.
Oh, yeah.
I'll tell you what you can get, people. Poinsettias. Everybody gets a poinsettia.
No, we don't give guys
you
a poinsettia.
You get a poinsettia. You give guys a poinsettia. Oh, that's insane. Go ahead, caller.
If you think I want socks instead of a big fat gift card, you're crazy.
Yes, see, I told you.
Well, no, this is my war on gift cards for many years now, because if you live in a different state from the person, or you don't see that kid very often, or maybe you're elderly and can't get out and shop anymore, I understand it. That's a quick way to do it.
Are you calling me elderly?
No.
All right, just check.
No. So I'm okay with it then, But what I'm saying, if you know the person and you see the person all the time, or you're in a Secret Santa, see, that's the thing that bothers me, because I know a lot of workplaces still do Secret Santa, and if you go to those Secret Santas to this day, most of them do not give gift cards. They actually have to put some thought into it, because they're usually on a price limit, like $10 or $15, and they actually have to think of something that they think that person might like. We're losing our imagination because of gift cards.
Well, I guess that's a little bit different situation. It's like I get together with my girlfriends, and we all, sometimes we draw names, and sometimes we do, and I wouldn't give a gift card there, but so often the kids have asked me, what do you want, Mom, you know, and I said, just get me a gift card. Where do you want it? And I tell them, and by golly, I'm happy.
Well, I think if the person asks for a gift card, well, that's a different situation,
okay,
too.
Yeah.
Now,
well,
if you ask for one.
Yeah, and believe me, we had our Christmas last night, our family Christmas, and I got gift cards, and I'm thrilled. So, but I understand, too, what you're saying, because I'm certainly not that, you know, against getting gifts for people, but... Well, I give K.
There you go.
Well, you know, here's what the problem has become, because much like no more decorations in the stores, much like Christmas music not playing in the public anymore, much like not as many people putting out lights outside, what's happening is people are just directly going to the gift card aisle because they don't even want to try to look. Now, if you tried to look and you really did like an hour, 2 hours, went out two or three times, and you just couldn't find anything for that person, okay, gift card is a last resort. But that's not what it's become anymore.
Well,
a gift card has let me get my fuel points. Let me
get
over to the rack.
Well, you want to know what, Scott? You know, when I got those gift cards the other day, when I went through your lane, you didn't say anything. I'm surprised you didn't go, oh. But I don't even use those fuel points because I get my gas somewhere else. So that wasn't... Oh, this is awful. And I can't believe I'm saying this on the radio. But when I bought those three gift cards, I'm not even sure I'm going to get to see one of these gals during the holidays. There's a particular reason. So I thought, and there I'll be stuck with that gift card. And so what do? You get a gift card to some place you would go.
Yeah, there you go.
Anything goes, and I've got plenty of Christmas spirit.
Right, but haven't we lost our practicality, though? Like, you know, everybody can take a pair of socks. Everybody can take a homemade stocking, a homemade snow globe.
Yes. No.
And if people are greedy and they can't take those things, well, then I can't help them.
All right. Now, okay, here's my side now. I've been working all year in the studio making things because I do junk journals. And everybody got cash, but their cash came in a homemade journal.
Well, there you go.
Handmade journal. So, and you know, Scott, nobody has ever said, Mom, I don't want this money.
Well, no, I think they take the money, and I think they take the gift cards. I think it's a popular item. I'm just saying, I wish people, you know, remember when the stores used to be...
You're not laughing in the background?
I do. Don't you remember the stores used to be packed and they used to be...
Yeah, but that's gone because of ordering online.
Yes, right? Absolutely. You can't buy nothing in the stores now.
Well, I tried to order some stuff online this year, and that didn't come through, right?
Oh, didn't it?
No.
But the stores never have anything in stock.
Well, that's okay. But I'm just saying, I'll tell you, I saw some practical gifts in the store. I'm not going to say what they are because I bought some of them for people.
Oh, I see. You don't want anybody to know what they are.
Well, no, not over the air because I don't know who's listening.
Okay.
But I do know that there are practical gifts. And to me, socks are a practical gift. To me, tickets to the movie theater are a practical gift.
You're back on the socks thing. You don't necessarily, you have to know what size they wear.
Listen.
I've got an idea.
Yeah?
But this is just me because I told my friend, I said, nobody's ever got me one. I've never had one, and I think this is just a fun thing. It's not really super expensive, but I think it's a neat idea. And that's to get somebody an Old Farmer's Almanac.
Old Farmer's Almanac. That's
Isn't
a good
that
one.
Fun? It, you know, that's fun.
Right. A lot of people like, there are certain books. And this is my point coming back to the point of what I'm talking about here. if you don't know the person or you don't see them, first of all, why are you getting them a Christmas gift? And number two, I don't understand that.
Well, that's a good one.
I don't know what you're. I don't know what's going on here. So, and the second thing is, if you do know the person or you do see them, you know something.
Right.
You know something. Right. You can come up with one thing that they will
oh,
use.
Farmer's Almanac.
Well, I'll tell you a practical gift that I thought about the other night.
What's that?
Everybody now, if they're a computer person, at one point or another, they are going to run out of paper.
Yep, too good. Yeah.
Computer paper. Mm-hmm. That's not hard
except
to come by.
If you're at my house, because somewhere along the way, over the years, I have probably about 10 reams. I don't know how it happened.
What if they don't have a printer?
Well, I said you got to know the person.
Yeah. So that means you just give them a gift card at that point.
No, I know. If I don't know them, then they're not getting a gift.
Wow.
Oh, I know. But
wow.
I'll tell you another thing. A box of candy canes. Give people a box of candy canes.
Yeah. You should have seen me trying to protect my tree last night with the babies over here. My goodness.
That can be a little rough. Well, but you know what? This comes back to a conversation we were having not too long ago about Christmas candy. That used to be a gift people used to give people.
Mm-hmm.
Another practical gift for a long time was the popcorn tins. Mm-hmm. Even if they didn't like the popcorn, they could keep the tin.
Can you even find those in the stores
anymore?
Yeah,
they still sell those.
Oh, yeah.
And I really don't think there'd be anybody that would be throwing that tin away. They might look at it, and you know, in just a minute you walk out the door, they're cracking that baby, and they're getting corn out
there. Right. If they don't like the cheese corn, they might like the butterscotch.
Sometimes we would mix it all together and make it and get really wild and crazy.
There you go.
And that's a practical gift right there, a movie and some popcorn.
Mm-hmm.
Even if they have the Netflix or whatever,
right. They
can that movie is for you, for them, and here's some popcorn and have a good time.
You know, my fella and I got a practical gift from the kids, one of them, and that was gift cards.
See, there you go.
Well, like, who's to go to grill?
but you know, on Christmas Day, when you're, it's not much fun opening up a gift card. And
why?
Why is that fun?
You can still wrap it up in a box, and then you start opening up as a present.
You go, woohoo!
That's, yeah.
Well, I do.
I don't know. I think
because
so,
I get a combo style. I get gifts. I get cards. I get, you know.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
But wouldn't it be boring if nobody bought gifts anymore?
Well, yes. That would be very boring. And if you've gotten that extreme with it, yeah, I totally understand.
But I think that's happening a lot because I see the quantity that people are buying these gift cards and they say, "Oh, I'm done."
Well, I'll tell you why, because so many people are picky nowadays.
Well, they've got to get they're wrong. If you are nitpicking somebody's gift card, no, if you're nitpicking somebody's Christmas gift that they give you, well, that's wrong.
Socks included.
Yeah, socks included. You just take the socks and you say thank you and shut up and then go on. Merry Christmas.
You cannot give somebody socks unless you know what size.
Tube socks.
I'll tell you what. If you don't like the socks that you get and they don't fit your feet, well, then use them for a stocking.
Or re-gift them.
Or wash your Venetian blinds.
Do whatever you
got to
do. That's right.
I guess
sock puppets.
Hang them up at Christmas with, like, fun socks. You know, you can hang those up at Christmas for a decoration.
Yes. Monkey. What are the sock monkeys?
Yes, sock monkeys.
I would just re-gift it.
Okay, that's fine, too. And I'm okay with re-gifting.
Scott, I think you're going to get monkey socks next year.
And I can re-gift them the next year, so it'll be good. Well, thanks for calling.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Well, this year's fun.
Well, it's true, and we like calls like that, 740-383-9944. But candy used to be a big one. You know, people would bring
so
a big...
Yeah, you're right, but so many people are diabetic now.
I can't help that. Then put it out on your table for your guests.
It could be, I guess, re-gifting in a
way. Yes, I don't care if you... re-gifting's fine.
Yeah.
But if you know somebody, you can't find them a gift. I mean, seriously.
I mean, but yeah, I'll tell you what it is. It's stores are very hard nowadays. That's why a lot of stores, if you notice, they've been closing. It's because... they can't compete with the online.
And you want to see that happen?
No, but it's happening, though. I mean, a lot of people would rather just go on the internet and order from Amazon or online, whatever. So that's just, you know, that's the way the world's going to now. It's online sales.
I just got an internet message.
From who?
Well, Bailey, who listens to the program every day.
Oh,
who said, who says she only has known me for, you know, not as long as you.
Yeah.
But she knew a Christmas gift that I would like.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So there you go. If you know somebody long enough, you can come up with one gift.
What did she say that you wanted?
Well, I don't think she said.
Oh.
All she said was, haven't known you that long, and I knew what you wanted. See, there you go. And it wasn't a gift card.
Oh. Well. There you go.
She said, don't get her popcorn. She's allergic. I don't think I've ever bought one of those popcorn tins, so people don't have to worry about that.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you practical things. People for if a person drives, just stuff to clean up their car. That's a practical gift.
Mm-hmm.
What's wrong with that?
That's fine. Yeah. I mean, like,
I'll tell you another one. People don't think about it till the power goes out. Flashlights.
I got plenty of flashlights.
Well, that's fine, but you can have them another one.
I mean, you got me a car cleaning supply thing before.
And those are good.
No, I re-gift it. I don't detail my own car. I had to re-gift that thing.
Okay, but you re-gifted to somebody who maybe used it along the way.
I don't know if I think I just donated to somebody.
Well, I didn't realize you were that lazy.
Oh, boy.
I could get you, like, what do you call those? The socks for you would be difficult because you're going to have to get those socks that improve your blood circulation down in your legs.
That's not true. I don't need those compression socks.
I bet you do.
No. I'm on a water pill. That takes care of that.
Well, see, there you go. coffee or hot chocolate. Those are good gifts.
Yeah, I think one year you're right. You know, I had the coffee mug and the hot chocolate. Yeah, that is a pretty good gift.
So why do we have to go to gift cards?
I don't know. It's just so much easier.
Lazy.
No, it's not really lazy. It's just
how hard is it to walk to that rack and pick off some gift cards and go up to the, okay, here we go. My Christmas shopping's done. You don't have to wrap now. You don't have to do anything.
No, I still wrap it.
I don't want it wrapped.
You don't wrap the gift card?
No, because I'll tell you another problem with a gift card. A lot of times a gift card is not, it doesn't even cover what you would want or need. It's just easier to get a gift.
Well, of course you don't know how much it's going to cover. I mean, but you just put extra money towards it.
Now you got to put your own money in for your own gift.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Well, it makes a difference. People, they're not going to give you $1 million on the gift card.
Well, no, I don't need $1 million. All I'm saying, if you'd get me the gift, I would have the gift. That would be it. Bada bing, bada boom.
I mean, you can't. I mean, how would you
know?
I'll
tell you what. If a person has a Christmas tree up, here's a practical gift. Get them a Christmas ornament. Yeah. Did they have a tree?
That's true. That's a good one.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a good one.
There you go.
You can do a Christmas ornament. For the following year, because of course,
right?
Yeah, because you'd be taking a tree down.
So right. Get them a Christmas decoration. If their house is decorated, why not?
Yeah,
there are things you can do. Nobody can say.
You just have to go outside the box,
right?
But a person like you, I know you for many millions of years. You're very hard person to buy.
Not really.
Yes, you are. If people knew you like me. I know you like a book, and it's very hard. I know your style. I know how you're not an easy person to buy for.
First of all, let's get down to the brass tacks of this Christmas. You came to me a couple weeks ago, and you said you wanted to do all your online shopping.
I was, and I got busy.
And then you said, so give me the online things that you want. And I did that.
And it's very hard. You want some of this stuff that I can get scammed. I mean.
Oh, see, well, that 'tis the season.
You got to be careful with these online places that you pick from. Because you can easily.
I told you I had used that company twice and had never been scammed.
Well, you better check your bank account.
Well, I'm sure it's all there. But that's another thing with people. People are paranoid.
Well, because there's a lot of fake sites and people, and especially the holidays is on the rise. That's when a lot of people do get frauded.
Well, maybe we should just do away with gifts and make it like Thanksgiving. Just hang the lights in the tree up and people can just sit around and stare at each other and sing Christmas songs and be done with it.
And make a homemade gift?
That's the safest way. You're not going to get scammed there.
Oh, what's back in the old day, people used to give out fruits, right?
Oranges. Oranges were a big one. Because they were supposed to be gold.
Yeah.
Does anybody else want to weigh in on this conversation? 740-383-9944. And I want to go back to, so why can't you give a man a poinsettia?
Well, I don't know. I think you can. It's just not a, like you said, it's not a gift that you,
It's not like a I love you flower. It's not like a rose. It's a Christmas flower because you're giving it to him because it's Christmas.
But it's not normal, though, is it?
Well, yeah, I think.
Oh, that's a normality. I mean, you gotta. So somebody gave you a poinsettia before.
I don't recall that, but I do know one year because I was having the Christmas gathering at my house. I do remember that a family member brought a poinsettia and gave it to me because I was having.
Well, maybe your mother or something.
No, it wasn't my mother, but one of my other relatives came to a holiday thing and they brought me a poinsettia.
Like your uncle or something?
I think it was.
Well, I mean, that's different if he's your uncle.
But you don't give somebody a poinsettia for love.
No, I'm just saying, I don't think like a friend of yours or you know, your best friend. I don't think your best friend or something like that. But yeah, family member like your uncle or somebody older than you.
If somebody, I have the Christmas gathering at my house every year, and if a friend showed up and said, here's a poinsettia, I would put it on the table and it would be there for the party. It's like booze. You know, some people bring booze. You know, wine, moonshine.
Well, that was really good.
Vodka,
moonshine,
whatever.
Moonshine and what's that stuff we had? Eggnog.
That's a good practical gift.
Moonshine and eggnog?
Booze.
A booze, yeah.
Yeah. If you go to somebody's house and you don't know what to get them, bring them a bottle of some kind of alcohol. Make sure they're not going to drive. But I'll bring them a poinsettia because you're going to their house, which means that it's a Christmas party. And a poinsettia is just really a decoration.
Again, you got to know what kind of booze they like.
Oh, no. At holidays, people drink anything because they're strung out. They're stressful.
They're just drinking all.
Yeah, anything. Get something tasteless that they can dump in the eggnog.
Because like there's certain wines and stuff that I would not drink at all. It's just the taste of it I don't like. Certain beers I don't like.
I would bring somebody a 12-pack of beer on Christmas. Merry Christmas from Bud Light.
No, I'm just saying, I don't like that dark beer from, like, you know, like Germany. Ugh, that's gross.
No, you bring them something that they can put in a holiday drink.
Oh, like a mixed drink, like vodka.
Vodka.
What is it? Tequila?
I don't know about tequila for holiday.
Why not? Tequila's good.
Yeah, but a lot of people don't like tequila.
Well, if you put it in the mixed drink, you ain't going to taste it, really.
My point again is a poinsettia, which is where this all started, is a good gift for a holiday party if you're going to somebody's house.
Not for me. I will not put a poinsettia on my table.
And what's the problem there?
I don't know. I don't know. I'm just not a... I don't like poinsettias, really. I don't even like the color of them or the... style or
the red.
No, I don't know. I don't know.
Is a poinsettia a good gift to take to somebody's house? That's what we want to know. 740-383-9944. 740-383-9944. Is it booze or a poinsettia?
Booze.
How do you want to do it?
Booze is if you come to my house.
You just told me how particular you are.
I know, but I mean, at least I can plug my nose and drink it, I guess, but.
Okay, did you poke your eyes out and leave the poinsettia on the table?
There you go.
Do what you gotta do.
Do what you gotta do. Yeah, yeah.
A poinsettia is just a holiday decoration. It's an annual.
I don't want to be reliable. Anybody takes a piece of, like, when they get drunk and they take a piece of leaf and eat it and die.
Who is eating flowers at your house?
I don't know. I'm just saying. You never know. Because Charlie said he's ate it before.
Well, he didn't eat the whole thing, I don't think.
No, he knew when to stop. He said.
I'll tell you a bad gift that people used to do for practicality is a candle. Don't give people a candle. A lot of people have allergies. A lot of people don't like certain smells. That's a bad gift.
True. Or I have asthma.
Yeah, candles are not a good gift.
Yeah.
I mean, you might try to think...
Unless you know they like candles.
Well, if you know them that well, that's fine.
Yeah.
But the scents sometimes are not good for people.
Yeah, right. You're right.
But that used to be a practical gift.
Yeah, there's so many scents out there. They stink like high heaven.
Food is a good gift. Like a pie, a baked good, a cake. You know, it used to be on the holidays, people would not come to your house unless they brought something. But now people are kind of...
See, I'm really picky on that, of certain foods. I know. Go ahead and say it. No, I really am.
Listen, I've known you, and if you pour enough cheese and ketchup on it, you'll stuff it down, no matter what it is. That's true. I've seen it.
No, I'm like really picky to find out, you know, I mean, certain foods that, you know, that I might like, you know what I mean? I'm like really, I don't like certain pies, you know what I mean?
Right, but that's a good re-gifting gift, because if somebody brings you a pie you don't like, you can find somebody who likes that pie.
Yeah, true.
Or just take it to work.
Yeah, and say, here. Yeah.
Same thing with a poinsettia. Why would you throw a poinsettia away? Take it to work.
Are you reliable if somebody dies on a poinsettia?
Why would somebody be eating a poinsettia?
I don't know.
You're hung up on this.
I'm just saying.
Listen, if you put a hibiscus in your house and somebody eats it, that's their... You don't eat flowers. Why would you go to somebody's house and start eating their flowers?
You just never know nowadays.
What about your Christmas tree? What if somebody starts knocking back your Christmas tree? Picking a branch off and nibbling on it.
You can't predict these things. I have a fake tree.
What if somebody tried to eat that?
I don't know if anybody would start. Usually they eat live stuff.
If somebody were going to bring me a poinsettia, I hope they'd bring me a fake poinsettia.
So you could keep it all year round?
Well, no, I would just put it in the closet and I would bring it out every year at Christmas. Fake poinsettias are a good idea.
Yeah, you asked for a poinsettia this year from people.
Well, I haven't asked anybody for a poinsettia, but I would not turn down a poinsettia if somebody brought me one. Just like all this Christmas
candy. Is that the only Christmas flower out there?
Pretty much.
Oh.
And this year, we've gotten so much candy around here. We got peanut butter fudge. We got white chocolate-covered raisins. We got, what did we get? Christmas trail mix. We got...
I never got to try that.
I haven't tried it yet either. We got no-bake cookies. We got all kinds of stuff.
But you ate all the no-bake cookies.
I haven't ate them all.
Oh. You know what? A bonsai tree. That's what I want.
No, that's... Why would you get somebody a bonsai?
You could actually decorate it.
Go ahead, caller.
Lights on it.
You were saying the other day that you didn't think apple cider and cinnamon went together.
Apple cider and cinnamon?
Mm-hmm.
When we were drinking that day?
Yeah, did you ever have a wassail?
No, I haven't had one of those.
Wassail is a German drink, and what it is hot apple cider with cinnamon in it. Very good. Very good.
So it's like dark color?
Yeah.
Yeah, because everything in Germany is dark.
Yeah, you heat the apple cider, and you can serve it with a cinnamon stick, and they can suck on the cinnamon stick and drink the hot apple cider. It's really good.
Huh. Isn't that a Christmas thing where you go a wassailing?
Yeah. Yeah.
So is that just going out and drinking?
Well, but it's not alcoholic.
Oh, it's not alcoholic.
No, because he just said it was cinnamon and...
Hot
apple cider, yeah.
So you don't put any alcohol in that?
Nope.
Oh, okay.
Nope.
Well, that's interesting.
No. Very, very good. It's worth trying.
In Germany, you could be, 18 to drink, right? Anyway.
Yeah.
But this is not alcoholic?
Non-alcoholic.
Nope. Okay. Well, hey, thanks.
Nope. Bye.
We'll have to try this on the apple cider and cinnamon.
Cinnamon stick,
yeah. You just zip on the cinnamon stick.
Well, you put the cinnamon stick, I think, in the hot apple cider.
And you just zip on it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, hot drinks are good at the holiday because it's cold outside.
I like apple cider. I think that'd be pretty good.
It'd be okay, but I'm just not a big apple cinnamon person.
Are you not?
No. A lot of cereals are made like that. I'm not for those. But I'm not a big cereal person either.
Yeah. Like Cinnamon Toast Crunch. That's pretty good.
But there's no apple in that.
No. But you could throw an apple in it if you want to.
I don't... I'm not big into apple cinnamon anything. Now, I like apple butter.
They say cinnamon's good for you.
Well, I think ginger is the best.
Ginger?
Ginger. Like ginger snaps.
Just ginger snaps are probably not good for you.
Now, why would ginger snaps not be good for you?
Because I don't think the ingredients on the snaps are, I mean, maybe the ginger on top of the snaps, but the snaps itself is not good for you because it's too many carbs.
Well, but as long as you get the ginger in your body, that's going to help you somewhat. You have to look toward
the positive
side of the holiday.
There you go.
We're all in a holiday mood today.
The New Year's resolution is coming up for everybody.
2020.
Yes, 2020, as Barbara Ward says.
But first, we've got to get through Christmas.
Is our
What's the Christmas Eve show going to be like tomorrow? I believe we're going to have another one of our people joining us here.
Oh, what happened today?
I don't know. They'll be here tomorrow, I believe.
Okay. Hey, is Barbara Waters in the studio today?
I don't think so today. We'll save her for tomorrow.
Oh, okay.
We only got 10 minutes left.
Okay. I don't know if she's going to be in the studio today or not.
So do you think people are out shopping today, or do you think they're just stressed out of their mind? Is there anybody out there just stressed out of their mind? They're tired. They're worn out. They've had it.
Usually Christmas time that people do get stressed because it's so much work to do. You either wrap all the presents, cook. I mean, I don't have to cook. I didn't have to wrap, but I did have to shop.
So it's kind of a lazy holiday for you.
No, I mean, not really lazy. It's just stressful because trying to buy stuff for people that I don't know if they would like or not. You know what I mean? And that's just stressful for me because people tell me stuff over the years and I forget what they wanted. I can't maintain that information. I don't know what it is, but I always...
The older you get, the worse this is going to
be. Yeah, I don't know. I think before I'm 65, I'll probably have Alzheimer's. I don't know because...
If you make 65.
I don't know. I forget easily. I mean, I can't...
Are you ready for the big holiday party at my house tomorrow night?
Tomorrow night, yes. Tomorrow night, it's going to be a big... We're going to play Christmas music.
We're going to have a big shindig. I always have Christmas music playing.
And we're going to sing. I'm going to do karaoke.
You don't know the words to anything.
I don't know. I'll make it up.
Now, are you and your brother going to be there together?
What? I don't know if he showed up or not, is he?
Well, I think so.
Is he? Well.
We'll have a whole party tomorrow night.
Yeah, we're going to have a big, what are you going to have?
Well, I think we're having the...
Alcohol?
No, we're...
You're not going to have eggnog and moonshine?
We might have eggnog and moonshine. I don't know. I think eggnog and vodka go better.
I never had that before. What does that taste like?
Same as the other day. Because you really can't taste the vodka in the eggnog.
Because of the cinnamon.
But as I said, a good holiday drink is cranberry juice, vodka, and a candy cane.
I've never had that before.
Well, maybe we'll serve drinks tomorrow night.
You got your own little, bar?
Skip the... now, remember, you have a designated driver. But
Uber. I'm going to call Uber.
You're going to call Uber?
Yeah.
One of the Marion Uber people are going to drive you home tomorrow night? I don't know how that'll work.
Do we have an Uber service?
I think we do.
Oh, do we?
I've never gotten in it. That's a little frightening to me.
A little bloody frightening.
Well, I think we're going to have chicken sandwiches and... potato chips usually and dip. It's a very light holiday, but it's good. It's fun. It's it's a good time.
Then after that, and then we go to Midnight Mass.
Midnight Mass.
Yeah.
It's been a long time.
It's been what, 10 years?
Now don't forget, Midnight Mass starts at 11.
Yeah. What do they call it Midnight Mass? Because it's over at midnight?
I think so.
Oh, okay. You think it would start at midnight?
Remember the year we walked in late?
Oh, yeah, we had a stand, and you put your foot down, your knee down on that register.
That hurt.
I can't get down anyway, so I don't get down. I just kneel a little bit. And I can't get down.
Why can't you get down?
Is this too rough for me to get back up?
Well, it's like doing a, what do they call those, calisthenics.
No, why don't, see, they should have chairs for people.
Not for people under 40 years of age.
No, I'm just saying the people that...
Maybe for the elderly.
No, I'm just saying when people that show up late because, you know, the seats are all taken up, why don't they have extra chairs set back there for people?
It's like a baseball game. You got to get there early to get a good seat.
But, I mean, I think they should, though. I mean, that's just my opinion.
That might be a fire hazard.
You think so? People be like,
you know what, the fire marshal shutting you down during midnight mass.
I know, they'll come in there like, what is this?
During silent night, that would be bad.
Do they play Sunday night?
I believe they do.
Oh, did that? I can. They play upstairs or whatever it is. I could never.
Your ears are shut. Your knees are shut.
See, I like. I like a choir out front. I don't like the choir that's.
There's not room.
Huh?
There's not room.
No, but I think they should move that, change that a little bit. Somehow.
It's only been that way 100 years.
I know. I do. I like the old time choirs that are in front of you. That sing right in front of you. That'd be us.
What difference does it make where the choir is?
I don't know. I just like it, and I like when they sing and instead of just playing instruments. I like when they sing, get up and jump and jive.
Well, they do sing.
Not really. I mean, I hear more instruments than I do. But I mean, it's good. I mean, I like it because you get to hear the preacher preach and stuff like that. I mean, you get to hear the word, but
it's the holiday.
Yeah.
We're in the full swing of the holiday season.
Yeah.
And that's a good thing.
Yeah.
Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I have a lot of items I would like to sell, and they're pretty reasonable. And they can come and look at them and make an offer, and that would be fine. And I got some dolls, a bunch of cell phones, dishes. Brand new dishes, I can't use, I got too many, and some jewelry, and things like that. If anyone's interested, they can call 740-262-5928.
All right, Merry Christmas.
If you like a phone call, make us this call, text us, and if I don't answer the phone, they can call back.
All right. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Well, there we go.
If we go get a trade your call.
A swap shop.
Yeah.
740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. 56 minutes past the hour. It's an interesting time. Now, tomorrow morning, we'll be here live for Christmas Eve. We're going to have two special guests. Sean will be here, and we'll have another one. And it'll be a lot of fun on the eve of Christmas. Not Christmas Eve Eve.
Today's Christmas Eve Eve.
I don't know about that. I think those people need some help.
What channel did you hear that on?
I don't know. It was just one of the channels this morning I heard that.
Huh.
Christmas Eve Eve.
Well, I guess it kind of makes sense, though.
Well, like I said, what was yesterday? Christmas Eve Eve Eve? People got to put a fork in that somewhere.
Yeah, you got to put a line, draw a line somewhere.
The day after Christmas is nice, though. Everybody's relaxed. All the Christmas music stops. All that, you know, and you get a little relaxed. The stores aren't as mobbed.
And it's a little depressing, though, because you know Christmas is over. And
well, that's okay this year, because this year has been a racket of a Christmas.
Yeah, you seem hurt.
No, I'm ready for it to move on and to 2020, sure.
2020. We have a lot of interesting stuff going on in 2020.
Well, that's right, but people this year seem to be, everybody I talked to, a lady the other night who said she did not put her Christmas tree up until the 15th. Everybody this year has been in a little bit of a muck. I don't know what it is.
Well, I mean, I think it's because Christmas and Thanksgiving was not too far apart from each other this year. Because Thanksgiving was late.
Well, you did not end up. I mean, the gift exchange you and I do was all screwed up for the first time in years.
It was all messed up this year. Everybody was running behind this year. I think it was a delay on everything.
So I think this is made for just a more of a difficult Christmas.
It is. It's one of those crazy Christmases. But, you know, what are you going to do, right?
We all hope we live till the next one.
That's right. You just never know. 1,000 ways to die. Remember that. And I'll go ahead and say it. What's that mean?
What are you bringing that up for?
No, I mean, I used to watch that show. Have you seen all that show?
See, before? You can't even stay on Christmas topic. That's no! How bad the Christmas season is. And this is Christmas Eve Eve.
Christmas Eve Eve.
And you can't even stay on topic.
I am. Happy holidays to everybody.
You just said something about 1,000 ways to die.
No, I'm just saying it is. I mean, have you? I mean, it's probably more than 1,000, but have you seen that show?
I don't care.
I mean, think about it. You can get up in the morning, you can slip and fall, hit your head, or get in the shower, you know what I mean? He's like, it could be anything. Or you get out of that chair and you trip and fall on your face and...
Well, if I'm not here tomorrow, I guess people will know that I died.
Then I'll have to tell everybody, say, the Dean of Scott's Beers,
is dead.
I'll have to.
Well, but I mean, why is death a topic of conversation here?
No. I just was saying, you know, like, I don't even know why I brought it up, but I just brought it up.
I hope tomorrow you're more Christmassy.
I mean, I am Christmassy. I like Christmas. It's my favorite holiday.
On Christmas Eve. Eve tomorrow.
Oh, I think I've had
that. Yes. Yeah. Well, stay tuned. The Adam the Computer Guy mid-morning coffee break is coming up next with Dr. Ron Feynman. And today, 5:10 to 6 p.m., the Mike Wilson Show. Don't go anywhere. For this day, Scott Spears heading for the dugout.
Radio 107.1 FM LP, Marion, Ohio. The place for the holiday season. For legendary actress and the voice of Ursula from The Little Mermaid, Pat Carroll.
Exactly right. Now, Pat, at Christmas time, do you decorate the house up?
I have gotten to do so less and less, Scott, because I don't live with my children. I'm on the East Coast, they're on the West Coast. And I have gotten to be a lazy old lady. That is hard, decorating your house Christmas. And